All right, ladies and gentlemen, in between Battlefield 3 matches, we are here, fueled up, and ready to go. This is Steven.
This is Chris.
This is Kyle.
See, he's like, I finished with my mouth. And you're listening to That Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news. On today's episode 192, can you believe we have over 190 episodes under our belt and in our pants? I feel like Rick James in a concert. Because, you know, he stuffed the sock in his pants. I'm Rick James, buddy. Okay. Yeah, a hands-on review of Battlefield 3. And when I say a hands-on, I mean pretty much everyone's hands in the store all at once in one big, giant
hands-on
game. Yeah. Wow. What we like, what we hate, and more.
Yeah.
There is some stuff we hate about it. I'm going to be real. Also, old-school tribes. Man, if you remember this game, such a great first-person super mega awesome big shooter coming back to the PC. What's that called?
What if you were born in the 90s and you don't remember?
Then you are one of the Forsaken and you will never see the blissful heaven of tribes. Yeah. Anyway, maybe you will. The Tribes of Sin closed beta starts this week. I got an invite, so yeah. Also, a little game called Modern Warfare 3 comes out in just 3 days and somebody cares. Also, the CIA is spying on your Facebook and Twitter messages.
Yay.
Who here is surprised?
Not I.
No one? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Not really, no. Me and the conspiracies.
Sometimes it really is. It's not a conspiracy when they really are out to...
I just talk about stupid stuff anyway, so they're probably... just don't care.
They're going to think
that you're... They think it's encoded. And
yeah,
like, this
exactly.
Up to something.
We've got all that and more right here on today's episode 192 of That Computer Show, now with more fiber. Okay. So, let's get this out of the way first. Modern Warfare 3. It's coming up. It's out in 3 days. I know you're all really excited. You can download it now from Amazon with a $10 digital download coupon to sweeten the deal. And that's pretty much all I've got to say about that. Anybody else got anything to offer?
Hold on. I'm going to see something. For a while there, the Modern Warfare site redirected to Battlefield.
Yeah, some people
have to make. I want to see.
Do what
see.
Now?
Yeah, if you went to, what is it, modernwarfare3.com?
I think so. I'm going to try.
One of the popular URLs for Modern Warfare 3, somebody bought it and redirected it to Battlefield.
Oh, Modern Warfare 3 links to Call of Duty Headquarters 404.
What is 404?
It's a 404 page.
Is it a 404 page?
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder if they got a hold of the domain.
Maybe.
So it comes out in a few days. You know what? I'm going to give it a chance. I'm a big Battlefield fan, and I'm going to be real honest. I was so frustrated at the launch of BF3 I actually am quoted as saying, all Modern Warfare has to do is come out with a game that plays, and it's going to beat Battlefield 3. I mean, I said that.
You did say that.
And I
he meant it, too.
I did. I was so effing frustrated.
You know, I was mad,
F
too.
Stands for flipping.
I was mad, too, and then I played the game.
Yeah, then you got in, and then you were like, I forgive you.
This is the game that I remember.
It's kind of like
better.
Being in an abusive relationship.
And then I played it, and
but
then it was...
the patty cake is really fun.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. All you kids playing patty cake at home, with the play-at-home version. It vibrates.
The game itself, it's like there's a disconnect between the people that made the game and the people that pushed the game out.
Yes, and that would be DICE and EA. And EA, I'm just going to say this because... Yeah.
Give it up. Go back to making
what,
like...
What are you thinking?
Football games.
EA should just give DICE money and let them make a game and the launcher and all that crap.
And just leave it alone.
And then just let them... Watch the money roll in.
Yeah, just reap the profits. Okay. Now, for those of you that haven't played Battlefield 3, one, I'm sorry for you. Come to That Computer Store. I'll let you play for free, just so you're not godless. Okay, the game is amazing. It is, even on low settings on the PC,
really good.
It's gorgeous. On high settings, I actually get a little butt sweat, you know, when you're really, really nervous. You're in a high-pressure, high-intensity situation, and you get that little butt crack sweat going on because you're, like, scared.
It's not just the visuals, because...
No, it's not.
The sound is creepy.
I think that's the best part of the game, in my opinion, is the sound
effects. It truly is, because... Now, the language is very salty. It's very high-sodium content.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of Fs and
like,
Ss
we can't,
and
we
GDSOBs.
Really... quote any of the
no.
things it says because there's the Russians from time to time say something as bland as they've captured our flag, and that's the only quote we can say, or they've captured our point.
I mean, the language is very subtle, but you know what? I drop you on a battlefield and shoot in guns at your face and see if you drop a couple of, you know, it's a grenade, but it's not. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Insert superlatives in between every other word.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they don't use any verbs. The verbs are replaced.
It's kind of like the Smurfs. That somebody Smurf that mother Smurf and Smurf.
Smurfity Smurf.
Yeah. Now
I want a mod. Someone out there listening to the show.
Yeah, the sanitized Smurf
I'm
mod.
Smurfed real bad out here.
That would be amazing.
That would be so cool.
I'd play that.
Who's your Smurfing shells?
So, yeah.
Even when you hand out med packs and ammo sometimes, it's like...
When you resurrect somebody, when you defib somebody...
Yeah, they're like angry at you.
Yeah, they start cussing.
Okay, but here's what I love about the audio. Because we were going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff, but I got shot the other day. We were playing, and I got sniped by a guy. He was in recon. And you get to see the dude that kills you. And it kind of gives you a hint as to where he is, you know.
And but even before that, the sound of the bullet hitting
you. Well, yeah, and then – but okay, so we're at the store, and we're in a squad with like 9 other guys are at the store. We're in a couple of squads. And the dude next to me – okay, I saw the dude shoot. After I was dead, he took another shot at someone else. And I heard the bullet crack on my screen. Well, at the exact same time, I heard the bullet crack on the dude next to me and the two dudes across the way. And it occurred to me – this was early on in the game – every bullet in the game – is from someone's gun. There's none of this like background flavor soundtrack crap.
Yeah.
When you spawn in the middle of a battle and you hear a firefight, like what sounds like a few streets over, that's because your buddies are shooting at each other.
When the map first loads.
Yeah, so peaceful, so quiet.
Nothing, and then you start hearing in the distance.
The only thing
I think it's creepy too because you're like in a
there's birds.
You're in a tank and all you hear is a and then all of a sudden you hear you're like, oh, it's on.
So great. We're getting pumped up just talking about it. But, you know.
All right, let's stop the show. Let's go play some.
Yeah, like seriously, we're going to take a break. But, you know, beyond just the sound, I mean, the kits are all, I think, really balanced. I was playing the Subway map.
I think I'm going to disagree with you about the kits being balanced, but I'll talk about this.
Well, yeah, Engineer, okay.
Engineer,
the kits are really balanced.
Is OP.
Except for the Engineer is the best class in the game.
Yeah, it's really OP.
Because in Battlefield Bad Company 2, the Engineer got a little submachine gun.
They still do have submachine guns.
Well, they do.
They're just better submachine guns.
But he starts with the same assault rifle that Assault starts with, right?
He starts with a version behind.
Okay.
The Engineers get the A2. If you're looking at the American side, the Assault gets M16A3, and the Engineers get M16A2.
What are the functional differences of the weapon, though, in the game?
Damage, accuracy.
So it's a little
range.
Less damage, a little less accuracy. Okay. But
more than made up for the fact that the guy's carrying a rocket launcher.
He's got a rocket
launcher.
Right,
that's definitely a discouraging factor when you're...
But for those of you that aren't familiar with the Battlefield games, shame on you. The game, there's four classes. You can join as an assault who has a machine gun, a knife, a couple grenades, a pistol, and a med pack, which heals your buddies.
And then eventually, well, rather quickly, actually,
you unlock. And as you play the game, you unlock other items. The defib, which basically allows you to revive your teammates.
For those that are familiar, they went back to 2142's classes.
Yeah, 2142 kit out.
Yeah, they changed it from Bad Company.
Yeah, support has... what does the support start with? Does it start with an LMG?
Yeah, they do. They start with... It's like... not really an LMG.
You start with
it's like an extended
A74.
Clip, extended clip machine gun.
Yeah, like a modification of an AK-47 with a 100 round clip.
Yeah, same thing for the Americans. They get like an M16, but it's got like a 50, 60, 70 round clip.
Okay,
it's pretty good, but the accuracy is really low. It's iron sight, and then
really good for suppression fire though.
It's not really much better than any other gun because you don't get it for very long.
Right, you upgrade pretty quick.
You go to the M249.
But you also get ammo, and you drop ammo. You support your teammates. And, man, you take a support dude and a freaking engineer and just keep refilling him with rockets.
And laying down suppression fire when you – that's the thing is in the game prior to this, you only got points if you killed somebody or if – you kind of helped kill somebody. Some games give you an assist,
right?
You
would get 10 points for assisting.
Yeah, which is not all. In this game, if say you're a class that it's your whole job is just to lay down suppressing fire so that the other classes can like you launch rockets at tanks or you know pick off the guys from a distance or at a flanking angle. you actually get suppression fire points, like 50 points for suppression fire. You get half credit for killing those people.
And even better, if it's suppression fire that hits the bad guy, you'll get points equivalent to the amount of damage you do.
Yeah.
Yep. And suppressive fire actually has a noticeable effect on you in the game as well. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but your screen will sometimes look like your field of view shrinks.
Yeah,
that you can only see like right in the middle of your screen. That's what suppression.
Yeah, you
suppression
get
does.
You get basically the crap scared out of you by bullets, and the bullets whiz over your
head.
You
hear the sound of things going over your head.
Oh,
the field of vision gets.
I'm sweating. I'm getting excited.
You can't move as quickly. Like your dude that you're controlling, like.
It's almost like a debuff.
Now you can still focus enough to aim and return fire, but I mean, you got so many bullets flying over you, you don't want to almost.
Yeah, and if you're standing next to a tank and the tank fires, you get shell shocked.
Oh my gosh! Oh, yeah. Everything gets deafened for like 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah. So great. So Modern Warfare 3 is really going to have to bring it because now that's what we love about the game.
Oh yeah.
Man. Here's what we hate about the game: everything leading up to that point.
Everything that had anything to do with EA.
All right. I mean, the game requires Origin, which is a shoddy clone of Steam.
I wouldn't even go so far as that. It doesn't have any benefits.
Yeah, it's a crappy suck downloader that has to run on your machine. You have to log into it to play the game.
And why are you punishing your players? They have to log into Origin and then log into a website that then goes back and launches a game that's on the desktop.
Yeah, you also to launch now. As we said, you have to run Origin, but then to get to the game, you have to go to battlelog.battlefield.com, log in. Now, there are some cool aspects in this. They're pushing the social aspect. Like Darth Jesus just joined our platoon, which is like a guild, but cooler because it's a platoon. And I hoo-ah'd. Hoo-ah!
Yeah. I have come to like Battlelog, actually.
Well, that's the thing. I like Battlelog. I wish that they had integrated a version of Battlelog into the game.
Yeah, and the technology's there.
Yeah, so that I could check my scores like on my cell phone or like at the store and be like, oh, look, Kyle just leveled up. But then when I want to run the game, let me just double-click the shortcut.
Yeah.
Log in and play the game.
That frustrates me.
I've seen WebKit browsers fit in less than a megabyte of code and run from a USB flash drive.
Well, Eve has a built-in browser.
And League of Legends does too, and it's a WebKit browser. So if you needed a browser to launch your game and you want to have stats and a website that's integrated, don't rely on the user's web browser because, I mean, last thing I want is to click on an icon on my desktop, this BF3 icon that it puts on your desktop. That icon doesn't do anything. It launches two other programs. It launches a website that then when you log into this website with a username and password and then it loads and you click a button that says, I want to play this game. And here's the weird thing. I've been experiencing this with Origin, the last patch. Sometimes nothing happens.
Yeah, you have to do it again.
And you're like, what's going on? And you're like, oh, well, that's right. I'm not logging into Origin. So let me look in my tray. No, it's not running. So I have to click this orange icon on my desktop. Wait a few seconds. Log in again. And then I can go back to the web page and then click a server or one of my friends that are playing. And then if I click it, it might launch the game. And this is all on a system that I am the only person playing on it. If you have a buddy who wants to use his soldier on your computer...
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Man, talk about even more complexity. If they log on to your machine, it's likely that it will break the install and you have to re-download the whole game in order for it to play correctly.
Do we have a... We have a break already?
Yeah.
We actually spend the whole segment talking about this. And I still want to keep talking. All right, that's all for the first segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from the Blue Room at That Computer Store. When we return, AOL, the online service that just won't die.
God.
And hot on the heels of the Kindle Fire, new Nook specs leaked all over my new pants. Man, stay right there. That Computer Show will be right back.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
kitchen sink.
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of emergency, Life Alert is there for you.
The first time I fell in that bedroom, and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. And that's why I wear one.
All senior citizens should have Life Alert.
Please call 1-800-592-3388 for free information about Life Alert. That's 1-800-592-3388. Don't delay. Call us now at 1-800-592-3388. That's 1-800-592-3388.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
Hot dog, Armor hot dog. What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dog?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Soft kids, fizzy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dog.
Armor hot dog.
The dog kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
When men fight dogs, they soon say nay.
But when kids fight dogs, they yell.
Hooray for hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
The dogs kids love to.
The new Super Bladder improves urination. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Duke University's Institute for Medical Development unveiled the Super Bladder today, hailing its ability to process virtually unlimited quantities of liquids. Duke scientist Elaine Tuttle.
The Super Bladder spews forth urine with five variable speed settings and in adjustable spray patterns. We believe it will render conventional human bladders obsolete.
Tuttle says the Super Bladder is the most ambitious project from the Institute since the turborectum. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, start it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it.
And we are back with more That Computer Show. You're listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net as we broadcast from the Blue Room at That Computer Store. Boy, rock out, Kyle. That's pretty great, man. A little headbang in there. We got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, so I think we're going to have to put the Battlefield 3 stuff on pause till the end of the episode so we can finally get back to living again. I mean, playing Battlefield 3 again. Chris, you said you wanted to chat about something?
Well, yeah, it was on the heels of talking about Battlefield 3, because if you notice, if you go to Battlelog, blah, 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 and scroll down the bottom of the game, bottom of the page, there's the ratings that this game gets. In North America, it gets an immature 17+. In Europe, it gets the joystick 16, which means you have to be 16 or older to play it. And we've talked in the past about how strict Australia is when it comes to video games.
Too right.
They'd rather just throw it on the Barbie. They don't care at all for you know, simulated sex or violence or cussing or anything, because we know the Australians are just a bunch of, you know,
they're teddy bears. They're just, well, yeah, koala bears. Yeah, just really good-hearted, kind, nice.
Which is baloney.
Yeah.
Think of an entire nation of rednecks that are British and that will, like, I mean, like their special forces, like they, five of their guys is worth like a platoon of ours. I mean, they're just, they're so BA.
It's because they fight wallabies all day.
Too right.
You know, like, I watched an episode of Top Gear Australia, and I swear, other than the accents, I mean, it was all about pickup trucks, you know,
well, you know
engines
what it is.
With lots of horsepower, mud.
You know what it is.
And
it's
plaid,
it's no, it's Georgia
jeans.
Getting its own continent.
Yes.
Because, okay, when, and I'm not being disrespectful. When the 13 colonies were founded, Georgia was a penal colony.
Yeah,
it had a bunch of penals.
And Australia was the penal continent.
Really big, yeah, the penal continent.
Like, well, these guys are the worst criminals.
It's basically the Chronicles of Riddick in its own people.
So anyway, they, I guess, in an effort,
Australians,
the eternal effort to try and improve their image,
civilize and culturify.
Yeah. Now, granted, we jest now. All of that was in jest because Australia is really a great country. There's a lot of cool things that happen down there. You know, with like, you know, crocodile.
All of my Australian friends have basically said it is like living in the South, like,
but
except for Sydney, which
they've
has
had
culture.
A lot of issues, yeah, with game ratings, and they have not had an R18 or mature rating at all. In fact, any game that would receive that kind of rating over here, you just can't sell it or anything. That went into effect a couple of years ago. We actually had a gamer that was going back to Australia, unfortunately, and he was facing that. The fact that all the cool games he was playing over here, we wouldn't be able to buy them. Well, they finally approved the R18 game guidelines, and I'm looking at a couple of them, and it's basically the same thing as the MA-17, only, you know, drug use. There's no drug use permitted in the game as a reward or anything like that. No, but it's just,
yeah.
So what you're saying is they can play Battlefield?
Yeah.
Yes, but you know, in some games like Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Eat the pills to get...
Right, they can't play
they
Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, because that's considered drug as a reward.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting, the game reviewer, Yahtzee Kershaw, that does reviews for The Escapist, the online e-magazine,
right.
He lives in Australia, and he constantly talks about how he gets games 2 weeks later than every other country, and there's certain games he can't review unless he gets them specially sent to him.
Right.
Because he lives in Australia, he has a hard time with some of the more popular games.
Yeah. That's interesting. Oh, so that means he can't play Fallout, he can't play Left 4 Dead. Because with Left 4 Dead, it's less the pills, it's the adrenaline.
He's done reviews on those games, though. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's obviously gotten special permissions somehow.
Yep. Well, I just want to say right now I have two friends playing Battlefield 3.
Who's playing?
Hephaesto and Trifor SC.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So Battle Log is cool. EA is not.
Yeah.
So let's move on. The CIA. Just going to go. This is our. You should be paranoid. They are after you. News. The CIA is reading everybody's tweets and Facebook updates. Now, have you guys seen this show, Person of Interest?
No.
I have not. No.
It's a fall show on CBS. Basically, it's the creepy dude from Lost, who now is a creepy dude on this show, but he's a good guy. He's built after 9/11. He built an aggregation protocol to take all of the security cameras and crime information, basically to find terrorists inside the country. And it's to spy on everybody in secret, you know. But what it does is it actually identifies any threats, but they only want the terrorists one. The government's only want the terrorists one, so they throw away all the other ones. Well, he takes them, and he uses them to save people. Their social security number pops up, and something's going to happen to them in the next little bit. So he and his spy buddy have to... It's a moderately interesting show. It doesn't suck.
I'm gonna Google that.
Yeah, you should. It's Person of Interest. It's cool. But we all know that the government and your ex-girlfriend are reading your Facebook and Twitter updates. I don't understand how this is news. But the CIA, armed with, quote, analysts that sift through hordes of tweets, Facebook updates, and internet chat room conversations to protect us from another 9/11 attack, set up by the 9/11 Commission, the CIA's analysts are mostly experts with a master's degree in library science and multiple languages who gather snapshots of world public opinion, such as the flutter of social outpouring that followed the death of Osama bin Laden or the overwhelming amount of poop tweets every week.
Man, that has to be either really entertaining or really, really boring job.
Well, this is interesting. The Associated Press said that by monitoring social media trends, the CIA's operations team actually predicted that there would be an Egyptian uprising before it happened. It just didn't know when. So, I mean, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, people do post some pretty personal stuff on Facebook, Twitter, yeah. Social media, blah, blah, blah.
And, yeah. I mean, a lot of the gatherings for the Occupy movement, a lot of the Egyptian uprising and the Arab Spring movements were planned through Twitter and Facebook because, you know, they didn't have traditional. It's the quickest and easiest way to get a message to all of your buddies.
Right.
Hey, I'm pooping. Or, hey, let's have a revolution. You know, yeah. I mean, they're both less than 140 characters, unless you put a lot of O's in the word poop.
The irony is I know someone who would tweet that.
Yeah, and he's playing Battlefield 3 right now.
Shh. He'll hear us.
So, the CIA is spying on you. Don't be surprised.
Yeah, not really surprised.
Nope, not really. Okay. Kindle Fire's coming out, right?
Is it on fire?
It's on fire. I've got mine pre-ordered for my mom. We had a little accident at my house where my mom's Kindle, somebody took a knee on the Kindle, and it got broke. Well, we figured, okay, we're just going to pre-order the new Kindle Fire. We're really excited about this thing. And the Nook, Barnes & Noble, they have a November 7th unveiling event, but apparently Slash Gear got their hands on a Kindle Fire versus Nook tablet comparison chart. Better reader, better tablet, better than Kindle Fire is what this internal document says. We're going to look.
Is it $50 better? Because it's $50 more.
It's $50 more. It's got twice the storage, twice the RAM. It has apparently twice the selection of content, according to their document. Free in-store support at Barnes & Noble Nook stores, which is kind of cool, although I did find out that apparently you can only like read for free for like an hour. Or two. There's a limit on how much free reading you can do inside of Barnes & Noble. Because, you know, if you take your Nook inside of Barnes & Noble, you can read any ebook they have.
Wow.
Yeah. Although with Amazon Prime, you can now lend books through your Kindle library to people.
You can just like, hey, here's this book. You can have it for a couple weeks
Read it. I don't know the specifics. I just saw.
E-lend it back to me. That's cool.
Web browsing isn't monitored. Some people are concerned that the Amazon Silk browser is going to monitor browsing because it some of the browsing is actually processed in the cloud.
That's cool.
But you know, if it's Facebook, you're being spied on anyway, so who cares?
Right.
But it's exciting. It's $50 more?
Yeah, $249 versus $199 retail pricing. So
I think you can play Angry Birds on both. Can you? I don't know.
Well, I know that Angry Birds is in the Amazon App Store, and the Kindle Fire is basically locked to Amazon's version of the Android market. It's not really the Android market. It's right. Android apps that are Amazon's market. The Nook tablet, I'm not certain if they're good. I don't think they have access to the Android market, but they are going to have some apps. They say thousands of must-have apps like Angry Birds,
like
Scrabble,
Angry Birds,
and Epicurious. But as far as apps, they're not going to be able to really keep up with Amazon. Amazon's got the...
Their app store is really great.
Yeah,
now,
great.
I do see that the Nook tablet does have Hulu Plus and Netflix
Cool. That is cool because I have a subscription to those two services. But then, again, I have to wonder about watching Hulu or Netflix on my tablet. But like that, I mean...
It's useful if your 9-year-old daughter is in the back seat on a 2-hour-long trip.
Yeah, that's cool.
But not for much else. Because if I'm laying in bed, I got a 42-inch TV 7 feet from my face.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, the only times I'd find myself watching Netflix or Hulu Plus on a mobile device is if I'm like stuck somewhere, waiting in line somewhere, or at the DMV where I know I'm going to be sitting somewhere for a long enough time that I need a Snickers. So I will, you know...
Or you become Aretha Franklin or something. Yeah,
I'll watch, like, Netflix on my phone,
yeah.
Which is... It works now. It's really cool. But I wouldn't have the tablet thing with me. That's just me.
Yeah.
It's just too big to...
Well, because I use my phone. The screen is big enough. I use it as a Kindle.
So... And this is great for reading a book, but watching a movie, I mean, isn't your TV better. It's like right in the same room.
Yeah, better sound. This is funny. Okay. The top two comments. How is this even a question? Nook tablet, screw Amazon. And the reply, screw Amazon. Why? It's a great river. All right, so moving on.
The internet is a great place.
Yeah. You know, and you know what? Barnes & Noble should have not named it the Nook. They should have named it the Nile.
Just Amazon saying. Versus the Nile, yeah.
All right, so more news that's fit to talk about. AOL won't die. My God, why won't you die already?
I thought it... No, you're right. I thought it was dead there for about 10 years, but we still get every once in a while somebody coming, oh, I got the AOL.
I used AOLs. Yeah, AOL signed up 200,000 new customers in the last year.
You know, it's funny, is that like a few years ago, that would be an incredibly low number, but that... For a dying, useless service,
yeah.
That's pretty high. That's 200,000 people who are suckers. Sorry. Sorry. Is that a little blunt?
Yeah, that was pretty bad. But, you know, there are portions of our nation that still are without broadband. And, I mean, some of them are only 30 minutes away from us. So, you know, we take for granted broadband, and we do truly take for granted that we have broadband.
And I know it was the agenda of one of our past presidents to draw up a plan and have this implemented to get broadband to everyone in the nation. And I think it's since been shot down because somebody somewhere said, it's going to cost too much money. Instead, we're going to buy 16 more B-2 bombers and bomb people over.
And drop AOL CDs all over North Korea.
Yeah, man.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to get into the politics of it, but I think we need a new deal. And I think part of that new deal should be an infrastructure upgrade for streets. And technology.
Data, yeah, man. I mean...
Data and Jordy.
Not too long ago in this nation...
Get it, Data and Jordy.
There were areas of the country that did not have telephone service.
Engage.
And it was made a high priority by the powers that be to get telephone service to every American because it's almost a necessity.
It is a utility.
And internet now is... It's the next big, utility.
And in many countries in the world, it is already considered a utility and a basic right of a citizen of that country.
Yeah,
was it Sweden or one of those weird?
One of those countries.
One of those weird Schmorgasbord countries.
100 megabit connection on the menu for quite a while.
Yeah.
I know Sweden and Finland have like the fastest internet per capita.
Now there are. It is a small. I mean, from an infrastructure perspective, upgrading our infrastructure would be much more challenging than say.
Oh yeah, like
Japan, who
if you needed to build a 100 megabit connection for
transmitting data
for the state,
tentacles.
For just the state of Georgia, and you had the budget of the entire Southeast of the United States, sure, you could do it.
Yeah.
And
like North Dakota, I gotta say, man, it would be really hard.
There's only 8 people in North Dakota,
right?
That have
and 4 of them are visitors. So
we just, for those listeners in North Dakota,
all 3 of you,
yeah, so
in the entire country, state. So anyway, AOL, die already. Gaw.
I mean, yeah, just go away, AOL. Yeah. What I never understood was why we had a lot of AOL subscribers that were in other countries, like AOL UK. It's like, why?
Yeah, AOL France.
It's America Online from America. I mean, why would it even be called it? We'll just call it like UKOL.
UKOL?
Or FOL or something, actually.
LOL? Yeah. Latvia Online?
Yeah, I mean.
Ha ha ha. Latvia Online. Anyway. Tribe to Send, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, come on. I'm dying to talk about this game, Kyle. Are you screwed with me? Are we really going into the break? Oh, balls. Okay.
Speaking of, never mind.
All right, that is all for the second segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. We're going to be back after the break. We're going to talk about the Tribes Ascend beta. Stay tuned. Sit tight. That Computer Show will be right back.
Welcome to a televised performance of the National Symphony. We'll be hearing Beethoven's Ninth, and the conductor, Shimizu Matsuoka, will be replaced by a relative newcomer, Curtis Jackson, also known as the rapper 50 Cent.
He says he's always loved the work of Beethoven and often thinks of him as a true OG. Kept so busy by his recording career, it hasn't felt up to trying this. But since he began drinking Vitamin Water Formula 50, he feels he's up to the task.
One more change, this one for the first viola chair. DJ Who Kid. Sounds like he's integrated his hit into club. Extraordinary. And now he's calling out the trombonist for a solo, which is great because they'd been rumored to have beef before the show.
Vitamin Water, try.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
tables for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
Junior, now that you're selling yourself for a buck, you're going to meet a lot of girls.
What?
Well, when a whopper loves a woman, they... Here, take this.
What's this?
It's an extra napkin. Put it in your wallet.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Love.
Don't mention it.
Whopper Jr. for a buck. Bringing some attitude to the PK value menu.
Meow, 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 three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best. Tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Meow.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean. Disturbingly healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream,
Brill Cream,
Brill Cream,
Brill Cream,
a little dab will do ya.
Brill Cream,
you look so better there.
Brill Cream,
the gals will all pursue ya. They'll love to get their fingers in your hair.
I'm Mr. T, and this is my Night Elf Mohawk.
Cut, T, there's no such thing as a Night Elf Mohawk.
Shut up, fool! Like I was saying, my mohawk storms through mighty forests on his frost saber. My mohawk...
T, it's a warrior, not a mohawk.
Well, maybe Mr. T hacked the game and created a mohawk class. Maybe Mr. T's pretty handy with computers. Has that occurred to you, Mr. Condescending Director? I'm Mr. T, and I'm a Night Elf Mohawk. What's your game?
World of Warcraft. Try it for free at Warcraft.com.
Rated T for teen.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from Old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. Use only as directed. What a relief it is. What a relief.
It's the Onion Radio News. The FBI says six dead are not really a mass murder. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Addressing reporters about the ritual slaying of six cheerleaders at a Frankfort, Kentucky high school, FBI Director Robert Mueller clarified today that the body count does not seem high enough to qualify as mass murder.
I don't know if there's an official minimum, but I always imagined mass was more like 15 or 20. Now, Charles Whitman, for example, there was a mass murderer.
Mueller added that in spite of their modest scale, the killings were, quote, still pretty bad. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it.
And we are back with the third and final segment of That Computer Show, where we're going to talk about the Tribes of Sin beta. Whether we're going to talk about this game. Okay, Tribes of Sin. I'm super excited about this game. Do you guys remember arcade-style shooters, Quake, Unreal? Remember that Unreal map that was the space station? Where you would, it was low grav,
oh,
and
yeah,
you would leap. Okay, imagine.
Was it a space station or was it a spaceship that you, it was flying through space and you could launch
space.
Yourself between
space.
The like left hand side of the engine bay and the right hand side?
You know, I don't know. I guess that's up for some interpretation.
Oh, yeah, there was a space station too.
So let's for a moment.
But then there was the one that there was not a space station.
Let's for a moment imagine. Shut up. That you had
space
that style of gameplay, but vehicles and a map the size of a Battlefield 3 multiplayer 64x64 map.
What?
We're talking kilometers of gameplay. Now imagine you have jetpacks strapped to your back. Now in the original Tribes, you had different classes. You had the Scout, which was very lightly armored, very fast. You had the Heavy, who was super, super heavy. And then you had like the mid-range dude who had like kind of cool jump jets, but he had more firepower, but he didn't have the armor of the big dude.
Right.
So Tribes Ascend is a free-to-play revival of the original Tribes. There was Tribes. There was Tribes 2. You had some awesome Unreal Quake-style weapons, sniper plasma rifles, blade throwing, cool launchery things, rockets, grenades, vehicles, little hover sleds, like two-man hover sleds. This was kind of one of the first games to have multi-person vehicles where one dude drove and other people would hop on and gun from it, you know. So it's free to play. It is microtransaction based. You can buy like XP boosters and super gold to buy better items and blah, blah, blah. The closed beta started this week. We're going to install it at the store. We're going to take a look at it. The system requirements are a little hefty. They're
really
on par with Battlefield 3. The minimum requirements are a 7950 or an 8800. Or excuse me, not a 7950 or an 8800. An 8800 or, oh crap, I can't remember.
But 4850.
Maybe the 3750. The requirements, the recommended requirements are a 6950. Or a GT like 560 or something like that.
This game better look really good.
From the video that I saw, it does look pretty good. Now, this is the closed beta. It's not feature full. What I'm really excited about, though, is through the closed beta and the open beta, they aren't going to do character wipes. So
That's
you can
cool.
start playing.
Interesting.
And you don't lose your character progression through the beta.
What kind of character progression is there? I guess my question.
You know, I don't know yet.
For an arena
we're
going
to find out this afternoon.
Huh.
Probably weapons, armor, and like better
maybe cosmetic packs. Stuff too.
Probably, yeah. But they're going to add in clan support, a ranking ladder system, a social interface, kind of like Battle Log.
You know what this sounds like to me?
What?
This sounds like Quake Live.
So much prettier than Quake Live, and less twitchy. But smoother. You know how Quake Live is. It's twitchy.
Well, it's twitch based. That's
uber
how
twitch.
How Quake always was.
Right, right, right.
It's super twitchy.
This is a little less on the Twitch side.
I want to play this now. I've never played Tribes. So
we're going to play it today. And this is also cool because this is endorsed by the Georgia Film, Music, and Digital Entertainment. Dudes, like,
are they doing the soundtrack and stuff?
No, I mean, this game is being done right up the street from us in Georgia.
Really?
Yeah, we actually might be having a field trip to their offices in the next couple of months.
Can we give them a high five?
By the way, if it's good, yeah.
This is cool.
Yeah, because they're right up the road. I mean, I think it might be like in Macon or something. Which, how far is Macon, Chris?
It's about a 3-hour drive.
So we might get our Nook Nile and our Amazon Kindle Fire Brazilian rainforest and watch Netflix and Hulu in the back while we drive to Macon on our 3-hour tour. See how I tied that all together right there? That was synergy.
If we go to Macon, I had to stop Mom and Dad's house.
Did you know?
Yeah,
just had
my dad, my mom's.
Did you know that T-Pain was able to play Battlefield 3 on his laptop through his cell phone internet tether?
Yep.
That's yeah. He
said
was
able
that
to do a 32x32. He was so excited.
Yep. That's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah, out where T-Pain lives, he doesn't have broadband,
right.
So he plays all of his video games and web surfing through his phone.
I wonder if you could play it on AOL.
Oh,
you know what? I've got okay, ladies and gentlemen. In today's those silly Japanese news, that's our news segment. Those silly Japanese.
There should be a segment every 5 seconds. Then
yeah, how about Thanko's USB eye warmer?
Wait. I'm not even going to look, but I'm trying to think.
It's a USB eye warmer.
It warms your eyes?
Yes.
Like your eye, not like eye warmers and like iPhone and
no,
iPad.
No, eye warmer. EYE.
Why is it that you would need a USB powered something?
I don't know.
That,
look,
warm up your eyeballs. When because if you're near a computer, that's why are your eyes be cold?
When I am playing video games, okay, sometimes it's a bit drafty, and I need something to keep my eyelids from getting all cold in the winter.
Yes, I don't.
Well, luckily,
Thanko
Corp is here to help. Thanko's USB eye warmer will make sure those eyes of yours are nice and toasty, provided you're near a computer where they're going to need to plug in to draw power. Now, you won't be able to use the computer you're sitting at because the eye warmer will cover your eyes.
I mean,
you have to close your eyes in order to use it. It's basically a sleeping mask that is USB powered.
Well, I mean, I need naps sometimes in between gaming sessions. So.
In between trying to load Battlefield 3
right,
and actually
while it's loading.
It.
Just wait 20 minutes.
Game needs to reinstall. What do you mean the game needs to reinstall? Yeah, so USB eye warmers coming soon to that computer store.
Yes, we need one. It's for nappy time.
Yeah. Oh, and I have some sad news. The death of a universe, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we talk about this kind of thing from time to time.
Yes.
An entire universe is coming to a close. The Lego universe is being shut down already. The online... Have you guys heard about the Lego online game?
Briefly. I think we talked about it when it came out and we were excited.
Rave reviews. It brings in all the cool parts of the Lego universe. And there's actually a free-to-play aspect that came out recently, back in August. Tons of buzz. It will be closing on January 31st, 2012, the day imagination dies. I don't understand it. It's gotten... I don't know. Okay. While the game attracted plenty of players, their problem apparently has laid in turning its big numbers into money. Lots of content available for free player subscription. Their numbers dropped, and I guess paying subscribers just aren't getting the content that they wanted. I'm really sad about this because I was looking forward to getting Emmy and the boys into this game. I wanted them to play because, you know, it's wholesome Lego action.
Yeah. I mean, they'll still have Minecraft, though.
They will still have Minecraft.
Not the same, but Minecraft's fun.
Yeah. So
that's kind of a bummer, actually.
Yeah, I'm real sad. Now, Kyle, you were going to tell us about a Tetris algorithm that allows you to play forever.
So apparently there's like a mini wiki, and I'll put this up on the big screen so you guys can see it. And they actually have a little animation. Apparently... there's a method of playing Tetris where if you put blocks in certain locations, you can never lose. So they've even got a giant procedure.
Wow. So basically the S blocks and the T blocks all go on the left.
Yep. And the L blocks,
the L blocks and the squares go on the right. And then the straight lines go on the side.
Sometimes the L blocks go in the middle, though.
Okay.
Because apparently the random generator... for the Tetris blocks isn't so random, and it always has a certain sequence.
Because, you know, nothing in computers is truly random.
Right.
I was thinking about that actually this morning. That was my shower thought process, was how to create a true random generator, because no random numbers in the computer land are really
truly random.
Because you always have to have constraints on your number.
Right.
And when you constrain the number set, it increases the chance that you are actually going to... I guess as a human, you would think about the number you're going to pick.
Yeah. Now they are for all intents and purposes. Yeah. You know, they can give us random numbers because we as human beings could never, not even Rain Man.
But there's no true randomness. There's always some kind of math.
Well, then some would posit that there's no true randomness in the universe. But now we're getting into whole like Malcolm chaos theory. You know, whatever.
I actually come up with a really good way to make a random number generator for it, and I'm going to patent it and make millions of pesos.
You think?
Might get some tacos out of it.
Ooh.
Run for the board. Man, this thing is multiple pages.
Is, someone
it's
has
super in depth.
This is like somebody's theorycraft thesis.
Theorycraft Tetris. That's great.
Wow.
Look at that. They got the slide, the drop.
Different moves.
Slide and drop.
But now some of this would not become practical because as you get really, really fast, you can't do the slide or the slide and drop.
They actually have an open question at the bottom that's high gravity, which would be fast moving.
Faster, yeah.
So, and I've seen some really ridiculous Tetris players. There are some videos online of like Tetris blocks falling so fast that they're, as soon as they're at the top of the screen, they're at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
And people just continue to Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, wow. Now I want to play some Tetris.
I do too. I want to test this theory, but it's really
while you
in-depth.
Guys are playing Tetris, I'm going to level up my support.
Battlefield 3, baby. Oh my gosh. Mass Effect 3 beta leaks on Xbox Live.
Leaks or...
Yep.
Wait. How can you leak something on the Xbox?
Yesterday, a private closed beta for Mass Effect 3 was accidentally turned up on Xbox Live. The 1.8 gig download gave users access to the single player and multiplayer sections of the game well ahead of the beta of the 2012 public release of the beta.
Single player and multiplayer?
Yeah. Now, it seems to have been taken down, but a few lucky users were able to grab screenshots and video, show the same single player portion of the game shown to the press at GameCon with some multiplayer stuff like character selection, missing textures, effects. I mean, it's very much a beta. Nobody really knows how. Well, I say nobody. We don't know quite how this happened, but... it's awesome, man. Mass Effect multiplayer. That excites me. Has anybody played the cooperative Battlefield 3?
No.
The multiplayer?
There are multiplayer rewards for playing in the co-op campaign.
I haven't. I think I started the single-player campaign just to see if the game would play on my computer.
Yeah.
But I was... And I hear the single-player campaign's amazing, but I haven't even touched it because...
Me either. I hear it's
I've been
it's
so excited
short.
To, like, get into the multiplayer
right,
aspect
right, right.
of it.
Because I've only played for a couple hours. You guys are way past us. Now, if you are one of our listeners and you want to play with us, you need to send a check or money order to Steven at That Computer Store. TCS Joes is our platoon, and we're looking for a few good players to offset my bad performance, actually.
Oh, I played last night for about an hour and a half. And
yeah, you said you were sucking wind, man.
Oh, man. It was either really poor luck or, man, I was just not in the correct frame of mind. I think one of my games had like 5 and 12.
Well, you know, there are some maps that it's really easy. If one side gets the upper hand and then you spawn into that map late game and they're just camping you.
I was definitely on a bad team.
Just a pitched battle.
Every conquest... Every conquest map, I believe, they had all the control points every time.
Oh, and then you start bleeding tickets. You can only.
And there was nothing we could do.
The spawn.
Yeah, you spawn, and even spawning at you back at the like your deployment area, we were getting camped.
You know, so. And it's funny. I was thinking about that. It was much easier in 2142 if that happened for one guy to sneak into the enemy base, and. Be a spawn point. You remember that when we used to play, and it would be like it would.
Well, that was sort of the point in some of those maps because you had that mobile. You're basically a spaceship, kind
right?
Of a thing.
Well, the Titan stuff, yeah.
The Titan, and you if you could get on the Titan and spawn on the Titan, the whole point was to take out the Titan,
right?
But
there's lots of anti-air in this game.
Yeah, I haven't gotten in an anti-air, like cannon because don't they have anti-air cannons?
Well,
in this
they do.
I
like but the... also there's handheld.
That like, totally lock
like,
onto your butt.
Right, yeah. The engineers get anti-air.
The second weapon
stuff.
Is a lock
second,
on.
Yeah. And the third one, too. It's yeah. the Stinger.
Yeah.
It's also pretty nasty.
Oh, I want to play some now.
And I really like the ground-mounted walk-up to anti-tank, anti-everything weapons, the mounted rocket launchers.
Oh, my God,
I use
God,
those
yeah.
to take out fences. And
yeah, I use it to take out trees to give your team. There's a destructible environment.
Take away cover for people because there's certain objectives that you want to get rid of the cover so that they can't
or bring a building down on somebody. You can get some kills that way.
Man,
such a great game. How much time do we have left? Can we?
We've got like a minute.
Okay, we've got one more minute. We're going to talk about something other than Battlefield 3.
So an interesting thing is happening in the over on the other side of the pond in the UK, and the equivalent of the Recording Industry of America over there. They call it was it the G something, the BPI. That's what it is. Totally does not have a G in it. they're wanting to shut down access to the Pirate Bay. They're telling an IT provider, ISP. To shut down access to a website. Now, granted, it's the Pirate Bay, which, you know, some could say that there's nothing but ire over there. pirates and pirating software and music and movies. But, I mean, isn't it kind of scary territory when a company can tell an internet provider to shut down access to a particular website?
Well, and, you know, I talked about net neutrality on Watch Fox the other day, and this starts to flirt with... It starts to flirt with that in a different sense. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know, Chris, because Pirate Bay pretty much is a source for a lot of illegal and illicit content.
Yeah, it is. And I'm not saying it's great that that content's there, but
should someone have the power, the ability?
Yeah, because
do that?
I mean,
should a non-government or a non-oversight organization?
BT has said, British Telecom has said that they won't do it. We won't even think about doing it without a court order.
And so I think that's probably the safe way to be.
So, yeah.
Well, guys, that's all the time we have for this week's That Computer Show. It's cutting into our Battlefield 3 time. So we're going to be back next week with more That Computer Show Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Look us up at TCS Joe. Tweet with us and join out on the fun. Also, become a part of our platoon, the TCS Joes on Battlefield 3. And follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thatcomputerstore. If you're not our Facebook friend, you're not a good person. So until next week, this is Steven.
This is Chris.
And this is Kyle.
And you've been listening to
That Computer Show.